Bavashka chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Still talking about Chazoka, but what's going on over here is what happens if the original owner of the field was not aware of the person occupying his land, right? So he doesn't come to ask for the land because he doesn't know that the guy's on the land. He owns a piece of land somewhere, and A owns a piece of land somewhere, B occupies that land, and A doesn't know that B is on that land, and 3 years passes, or three crops pass. So now does B get that chazoka of the land if A is unaware of that? And says the Mishnah that, says in the background to the Kati, that this would apply if what happens if the owner was in one country and the land was in another place. And there's no irregular travel between there. So says the Mishnah, Shlosh Arat Sot L'Chazaka. There are three lands for Chazaka: Yehuda, Judea, the Ever HaYadayin, the Transjordan, Vahagalil, and the Galilee. Those are three different regions, which means that there's no steady communication and no means of regular, there's no caravans or regular trains between the regions. So you can't presume over here that the original owner heard of the other guy's possession or ownership, or not ownership, but possession of the land. So Hayah b'Yehuda, so if the owner was in Yehuda, let's say, v'chezek b'Galil, and the one who held possession of the land was in Galilee, or b'Galil v'chezek b'Yehuda, or the other way around, that the one was in possession in Yehuda and the owner was in the Galilee, ain a chazoka, that is not considered a chazoka. Because we can't assume over here that the owner knew about the land. They were two different places, and we can't assume the owner didn't know about the land. So the chazoka only starts when the owner and the field and the person occupying the field are all in one medina, one of these three medinas, but they're both in the same place. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, lo amru shlosh shanim ela kedei shei ba'aspamya. So he says they only said the 3 year rule for a person to be in Spain. What does it mean? In Spain, the chazik shana, he holds possession for a year. The Yelchu v'Yodehu Shana, they travel a year to notify the owner. So the person who possesses the field is in possession for a year. Someone goes and travels for a full year to tell the owner. V'Yavoi l'Shana Acheres, and then the owner comes the following year. So that's a 3 year period of what the person. So Rabbi Yehuda over here disagrees with the first Tana. He holds that a 3 year chazoka is always sufficient to establish ownership, even where the original owner is in a far different place. And why? Because even 3 years is enough for the original owner to hear and come to the place where the field is and where the field is being possessed. 3 years is enough, even if the owner is in Spain and the field is in, say, Israel, which was a very far place. 3 years is enough to get there and to get back. Says the Kati that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the first opinion.